News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Comedy clubs, pubs and a big long table down the middle of a street in Cork are just some of the ways that architect Dermot Bannon thinks we can renew and revitalise our towns and cities' spaces. In his newest show, Super Spaces, Dermot explores the ways in which people are making the most of our urban towns and cities and all of that sort of stuff, while so many sectors are struggling, including retail. And he joins us now to discuss his ideas. Dermot, good morning to you.
Good morning. And his houses too.
I know you're all about the different ways people use spaces.
And design
and
everything.
And bend them to their will so that they live better.
And the whole idea behind this series was not to alienate. You see, if you do a show like Incredible Homes, people think, oh, it costs 5 million. What's it got to do with me? If you do super small spaces, they think, well, I have a regular house. I can actually. So this series is all about design, and it goes from everything from towns, villages, cities. So I don't know, anybody who saw it last week, most people should have seen it.
A lot about small spaces last week.
You can watch it on the player.
Yeah, of course you can.
But we one example of what we did last week in a city was we went to Limerick and the new rugby experience in Limerick. And it was I just think that's brilliant. Not because it's a beautiful building, because it is. It's designed by Neil McLaughlin. But in cities now, how do we drag people back into cities? Why do they need to come back in? Retail is, it's not that it's on its knees, but if you need stuff, you
go online.
It's competing
with online, and that's a very different way.
But then you walk around, and I was fascinated during the summer walking around Dublin, and you see Drury Street, you see South Wales, and people want to gather, right? Yeah. How many tickets were sold for Taylor Swift? How many tickets were sold for Oasis?
The congregation still in us.
And so how do our cities now mould themselves and our villages to provide spaces that people actually want to go to, as opposed to saying, we'll put a museum here, we're going to put an art gallery. That's too niche.
I was really interested, you were talking about this idea of a big long table down the street in Cork.
Yeah, and that was only about a couple of weeks ago, and I just thought it was fascinating.
Totally. And it reminds me of many, many years ago that I was on holidays when my kids were small. I was in Siena in Italy.
That little square.
And they do the Campo and they do all the horse racing and everything. But after they do that, to celebrate and to kind of keep the celebrations going, they don't go to the pub, they don't do the kind of things that maybe we would do.
Yeah.
They put down their long streets that sort of radiate out like spokes. They put long tables and you can pay, I think you pay €5 or €10 or something, and you join in and you sit among other people.
And people want
and
that.
They serve cheap carafes of wine and they serve big plates of pasta and everyone sits and they sit there for hours talking to neighbours and friends and strangers. It's one of the most impactful things I've ever done because I was just there as a tourist and we were as welcome as locals.
And
you've got kids, you know, it was all of that. And I thought, God, now I know the weather works against us, but there are ways around that.
I don't know. Like,
but you're exactly right.
Drinking culture is debilitating, or not debilitating, that's the wrong word, it's lessening. But I think like things like comedy clubs, things that we're going to have to reinvent how we gather and how we, and people want to do it. Like one of the stories in tonight's episode is Westport as a town and what
beautiful
they've done
town
over 20, but everybody says, oh, I love Westport. And there's a reason behind it. For 20 years, they've chipped away at it. Like, it's really fascinating. One car parking space a year they've got rid of. They got rid of the overhead cables, the planting. Everything's this huge, big investment in Westport that they've spent billions on it to turn it into it's not. It's tiny, tiny.
But they have
things.
Loads of community. I mean, they're always winning the tidy towns. They're all that. So they have that. But they also have that, is it called the
Octagon.
The Octagon.
Yeah.
That town was designed with a central space for, as you say, congregating, and it's made such a difference.
It was dead 20 years ago. People just drove through it. People just drove through, you know. And actually, that's one of the key things. A lot of times people are saying we need to get rid of cars out of cities. It all needs to be pedestrianised and all that. In Westport, the cars still go through it because it's still a working town. Everybody who comes in from the periphery still needs to come in and park somewhere. You can't. So it works for cars. It works for people. It works for...
Easier to do for a town than a city, though, isn't it?
I don't know. I think it's easier for a city because we've more people. Like you've got an immediate audience.
Space.
You don't have to drag people in. Like, look at, I loved watching Dublin during the summer and how people were spilling out in some streets and then not in others. And I'm just, Why are they not doing it in others? And we need to start learning lessons and really...
Some of it's to do with pedestrianisation.
Some of it's
like
to do with pedestrianisation. Some of it's to do with the shops that are there, the facilities, the type of... Like, you're not going to get people hanging outside Pennies. And I'm not...
Or Dunn's or wherever.
Small, independent... People go into town now to browse. They go into town to see something that they can't buy online. They go in for their lunch.
Drury Street is a good example of that. How many restaurants have
closed down over the last couple
too
of...
Many.
If you're on Instagram, you're watching another one. They're the reasons people go into town. They go into town to eat, to gather, to do, and we need to mind and protect those.
I like this mindset, I really do. So what can we expect this evening?
We've got amazing houses. We've got a little coffee shop that both myself and Shane know. We've got Westport City. We've got Owen Colfer's little writing studio. He's got this amazing little magical studio, and not what you'd expect. You'd expect, because he writes books and he sells all over the world. It's going to be amazing and big. It is tiny. It's like stepping inside a TARDIS.
Like Roald Dahl writing in a shed.
No, it's smaller than a shed. Where do you see it? But it's all mirrors and painted. It's brilliant. I was going to say the word hodgepodge, but that's not kind of doing it. It's a real kind of magazine show full of design things that people can take away.
I know, I love it. And loads of people are so interested. Before we let you go, your health, Dermot, I was so sorry to hear you had had quite a bit of trouble.
I suppose the last month has been a bit stressful and traumatic, but I'm kind of out the other side of it. Really lucky and very thankful that I was caught early.
Clots in both lungs?
Clots in both lungs, yeah. It had worked its way up from my leg, and which I didn't know. And I'm one of these people, obviously, there's key signs. If you've had an operation, if you had cancer care, 90 days after operation, you're in huge risk. Yeah. If you've had a fall... Mine's called spontaneous, where they don't know what caused it. So signs are, if you've got swelling in your leg, swelling in your arm, you know this, Kira.
I do.
If you've got, what I had was I had sharp pains in my side, which I thought was broken rib because it wasn't the heart side. So I only panic when there's a pain on the left-hand side. Everything on the right-hand side, it's muscular. So I had sharp pains there, a shortness of breath when I was going up hills. Do you know what I was putting it down to? Old age. But actually...
You're not very old.
I realise that old age doesn't creep up on you that quickly. No. Like, I thought it kind of happened to me overnight.
You look in rude health now, and we are delighted that you are so well. And I'm sure, as are all your family and friends. And look, tonight will be brilliant, because I think that kind of mindset about how we reinvent our use of space in general, I think is a key thing.
So many TV shows and everything about giving out about everything. And I wanted to do a show about solutions.
All right. Look, thank you so much for joining us. And the best of luck with everything, Dermot. I just really do mean it. That is, as I say, the one, the only Dermot Bannon.
What time is it on tonight?
9:35 or T1.
9:35
or T1. And you can catch it on the player too.
Of course.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.